Advocates for the disabled in Syracuse are marking the 23rd anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, activists say there are still some areas where progress needs to be made.
Hundreds of disabled Central New Yorkers walked, rolled, or were pushed along the streets of downtown Syracuse to applaud the 23-year-old civil rights legislation that prohibits discrimination based on disability. Things have changed dramatically in the past two decades, notes Wendy Harbor, a Syracuse University professor who, as a deaf student when the law was passed, couldn't find funding for an interpreter. She says that wouldn't be the case today, but admits there's still room for improvement, describing her grad school experience in 2005.
While I was in graduate school, I had professors who wouldn't call on me because they didn't think a deaf person should be in grad school. And I had professors turn the lights out so I couldn't see my interpreters. And I had the university tell me that they wouldn't give me interpreters because I could speak, so I clearly wasn't deaf. So there's a long way to go.
Harbor says there's still an underrepresentation of people with disabilities in post-secondary education, noting the only provisions that haven't been funded in the Higher Education Act are the ones related to college students with disabilities. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.